Caesarea Philippi, the setting for today's gospel passage, was not the type of place to which one would think that Jesus and his disciples would go. The location, known for its springs, was a pagan sanctuary for centuries. When the Greeks conquered this land, they converted the site into a shrine to the pagan god Pan, the half-man, half-goat character that plays reed pipes. King Herod, the one who tried to have Jesus killed as an infant, built a temple there to honor the Roman Emperor Caesar Augustus. And Herod's son Philip built himself a palace there. So what was Jesus doing at a pagan sanctuary with both the Roman occupiers Caesar Augustus was honored and their corrupt cronies leader had his home? Jesus was there to make a point. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? Jesus knew the answers he was going to hear from his disciples. They had followed him for a reason, because they know that he was someone special, someone on whom to risk everything. It was here in this very center of worship of both pagan gods and imperial power that Jesus chose to make it clear to his disciples exactly who he was. The son of the carpenter from Nazareth was named the Christ, the Son of the living God, in the presence of Caesar's temple and Philip's palace. God was acting to set his people free. Jesus Christ was putting an end to those powers that ruled through fear and sin and death. Simon Peter, the leader of this band of disciples, was named the foundation upon which Jesus would build a new way of living, a way of life that was based on love and faith, a community that was to be his mystical body, the church. What about the role of Jesus and his church in our lives? What bearing does a church with its moral teachings, its truth through the Holy Spirit, and built upon Peter, have on the way we live our daily lives? What role does Jesus, his love, his grace, and example play in our life as Catholic Christians? Like the disciples, we also live in a challenging world, a world often unfriendly and closed to the faith and teachings of Jesus. The expectations created by Jesus are high, but staying true to the mission of the church to announce and build the kingdom can pull us through these challenges of faith and faithfulness. Jesus teaches that so great is a community of faith, the church, that not even death, the gates of the netherworld, can prevail against it. So the lesson that Jesus teaches today is not far from one of the lessons we learn in athletics. We will face challenges in life as well as on the field, but with faith and perseverance, together with the support of the family of God, the church, and the support of our coaches and teammates, we can overcome the challenges and reach our goals. Today, the Lord challenges us to be a people of faith, open to his grace, his wisdom, and his presence. May God's blessings be with all of you throughout the coming week.